cursed fellow critters, kick up the damnedest row as ever you can, fill your damn bellies till they burst, and then die.
Now, cook, said Stubb, resuming his supper at the capstan, stand just where you stood before there, over against me, and pay particular attention.
All attention, said Fleece, again stooping over his tongs in the desired position.
Well, said Stubb, helping himself freely meanwhile, I shall now go back to the subject of this steak. In the first place, how old are you, cook?
What dat to do with the take?
Said the old black testily.
Silence!
How old are you, cook?
About 90, they say, he gloomily muttered.
And you have lived in this world hard upon 100 years, cook, and don't know yet how to cook a whale steak, rapidly bolting another mouthful at the last word, so that morsel seemed a continuation of the question.
Where were you born, cook?
Hind a hatchway, in ferry boat, going over to Roanoke.
Born in a ferry boat? That's queer, too. But I want to know what country you were born in, cook.
Didn't I say to Roanoke country? He cried sharply.
No, you didn't, cook. But I'll tell you what I'm coming to, cook. You must go home and be born over again. You don't know how to cook a whale steak yet.